Prasida Prabodukha Salapti Magnam Ripadrishti Vishtyati Dinam Patanu Grihane Shamanakyam Medyakshi Drishya. This is verse 6 of the Dharmarashtakam. Salutations, O Deva, O Damoda, O Ananta, O Vishnu. Be gracious, Prabhu, to me who am drowning in an ocean of a multitude of sorrows. By a shower of merciful glances, O Isha, sustain me, for alas, I am extremely wretched and ignorant. Please be visible to my eyes. So now the author Satyavrata Muni starts coming forth with his different requests. Now, on account of the prema which was suddenly evoked by the power of his offering of praise, Satyavrata Muni is wishing to see the Lord directly with his eyes, and thinking that the one and only supreme expedient for thinking that the only means for achieving this direct vision is the perfect utterance of the name of the Lord, he makes his entreaty with trepidation in the verse beginning the salutations. The term unto you is to be supplied. It is not directly employed either out of fear, reverence, and the like. Or out of confusion arising from the intensity of his prema. So he says salutations. He does not say salutations unto you, because this address can be considered rather informal. Lord Brahma also, when he prays Govindam Adipurusham Tam Aham Bhajami, he says, to whom, Govinda, to whom I offer my prayers, but it's a distant form. He doesn't consider himself to be very close. He thinks he's far away from Govinda. So here the author, for the same reason, or because he is bewildered by his prema, does not come out directly by saying, I offer to you my praises. This is his salutations. Hey Lord, Prabhu means, hey my controller, be gracious unto me. That grace is then described. I'm drowning in what happens to appear like an ocean. It's an infinitude, it's unlimitedly big, full of a multitude of successions of sorrows. Those sorrows of the cycle of birth and death, or those arising from that vision of you which has left me craving for more. So he says, I'm very sorry. Either I'm sorry because of I'm drowning into an ocean of birth and death, or because you have left me. That is also making me very, very unfortunate. Therefore, I'm extremely wretched. Atidina. Absolutely distraught. Or it can mean, I'm utterly destitute, for in that drowning condition I'm devoid of good assistance, a process of saving myself. Or I'm wishing to die, or I'm dead while living. So he says, these are different possibilities. He is drowning, or another possibility of his wretched condition is that he has no process to save himself, or that he is really dead. Furthermore, in this situation, I'm ignorant. I do not know what to do to counteract my foreign condition. So please, with a shower or a succession of merciful glances or looks, please sustain me. In other words, after you have saved me, please bring me to life again. That is the meaning. Then he clarifies what he means by this. He wants that you, O Lord Damodar, become visible to the eyes, or within the range of my eyes. In this prayer, in this way, the prayer has been made by a succession of prayers leading to this one. This is due to the inappropriateness of hastily mentioning the request at the very beginning on account of the object of the petition being most rarely achieved. So at the very beginning he says, I really want to see you all the time. So he says this because it's so rare, so better to immediately say it. The greatness of direct vision of the Lord with one's eyes, over and above internal vision of the Lord, may be known in detail from the second part of Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita, wherein it is logically described by the companions of the Lord. So, we have heard earlier that the Satyavarata Muni wants the vision to appear in his heart or in his mind, but now he says, I want to see directly. And here is some reference to what this could mean. From the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. We everywhere find that by seeing the Lord with the eyes, one achieves His mercy in all its forms and the most intense and excellent joy. Indeed, to see Him is the goal of hearing and of all the other ways of devotional practice. By all methods of spiritual discipline, seeing the Lord in person is the true reward to be attained. That alone destroys illusion down to the root, so that pure love of God may flourish. Although devotees like Prahlad, the son of Kayadhu, saw the Lord in their hearts, they always yearned to see Him with their eyes. For this, the proof is that when they finally saw Him, they felt special ecstasies. When some devotees, even while seeing Krishna in person, close their eyes and appear to withdraw into their minds, this may seem to be meditation, but in fact it is not. Rather, it is a transformation brought on by excessive joy, like the trembling and other signs of ecstasy in devotees and pure love. So in other words, it is possible to see Krishna with the eyes, but we know it's eyes which must be awakened, the eyes of prema, prema nijana, their spirit arise. So, in this verse, the term "O God" means, "Hey, divinely beautiful one," by the address "O Damodar," the reason for the propriety of vision of the Lord with the eyes is known with a reference to his characteristic of affection for his devotees. Hence he is addressed, "O Unlimited One," meaning he from whom there is no end, with a reference to his sustaining his devotees with merciful glances. O Lord, Prabhu means, hey, you who are possessed of inconceivable, unlimited, wonderful, great powers. By this address, the cause of the ability to be visible to the eyes, even of what is not normally to be grasped by the senses, is to be known. Okay, so Krishna, out of his power, can make himself visible. O controller, Isha means, hey, you who are supremely independent. By this address is to be known the cause of the Lord's total lack of dependence on anything whatsoever in such an act of mercifully sustaining one who is unfit. Further, O Vishnu means, hey, pervader of all, or else it means, hey, you who are accustomed to enter into the groves, caves of Sri Vrindavan. Fantastic. Vishnu is pervading everything, but he also is, of course, in the groves of Vrindavan. The implication of the term is, there is no difficulty such as that coming from afar that you need to endure in order to become visible to my eyes. Or rather, the following interpretation may be given. Satyavrata Muni addresses the Lord, hey, you who are unlimited, undivided, the all-pervading Vishnu, and yet as Damodar are bound at the belly with the robe, by this yaksta positioning of epithets the following is implied. Thus, by your characteristic of supreme affection, there's nothing at all that is not able to be done by you. This is a mere indication of the meaning of the verse. So, it goes much, much, much deeper. The verse, but Ramatan Goswami gives an indication. It's very interesting. He says that there's so much prema in Satyavrata Muni that now he wants to see the Lord personally with his eyes. Says this is possible if I chant your holy name. So he immediately goes into the different names of the Lord. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishnu. And he says, I'm so much in misery if you don't help me now. Then I'm totally lost. There is no chance for me. Yeah. This is the verse. So I think we quickly end here, because it's amazing how many different types of insects are here. This is really nowhere else to be found. It's like 8,400,000 forms of life have all come into the insects' bodies here. So, Hare Krishna. Feed